Okay, look at the Torah, the A, page 64, second column, is Gimel. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that if the meditation doesn't work, you got to awaken Rachmanis on yourself. If that doesn't work, then you really need to awaken Rachmanis on yourself, that you have pity that even, you don't even realize how low you are. If you realize you're low and you have Rachmanis on yourself, that works. But you have to have Rachmanis and you don't even feel bad. It's like the Rebbe said, in Chabad we don't sleep in the sukkah. It's very funny, because halacha says you have to sleep in the sukkah. By us, if it pours, pouring rain, we still eat in the sukkah, with the bracha. Okay, it could be pouring, we won't even drink a cup of water outside of pouring rain. So, why don't we sleep in the sukkah? So the Mittal Rebbe said, how can you sleep in Makifim de Bina? Sukkah is such a lofty level, it's called Makifim of Bina. The Mittal Rebbe said, how could you sleep in Makifim de Bina? So therefore, it's like you have pain. You can't sleep in such a lofty level, so you have pain. Your pain is not obligated in the sukkah. So the Rebbe said, what happens if you don't feel it? Remember when the Rebbe said this, right? What happens if you don't feel it? So he says, you're in pain that you don't feel it. What happens if you don't feel that you don't feel? He went on and on and on. He said, you're in pain that you don't feel that you don't feel that you don't feel that, you know? So the same thing over here. A person could have Rachmanis himself, and he still doesn't feel it. So he says, there's one more eitzah to do. There's another thing you have to keep in mind. If it says in the Pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech said, b'shvokim over l'cheves, in the marketplaces and in the streets, avaksha shoav anafshi, I will seek out what I love. In other words, I have to go sometimes to the marketplaces to seek out what I love. And then it says, and he said, this is what the pasuk continues, until I find what I love, I'll grab it, and I won't leave it go, until I bring it to my mother's home, and to the room of my parents. Okay, this is what the pasuk says. I will seek out what I love in the marketplaces, and when I find it, I'll grab it and not let go of it until I bring it home. So what does it mean? Sho'ava nafshi becomes. The word sho'ava, not ava, ava nafshi, is lashimashe kvat, ava kvat. What you, sho'ava nafshi means what I loved, past tense. Hainuki Yisrael olu b'machshav akduma. The Eden come from Machshav Akduma of Ak, and that's the level of Tehedi. Kedem Ata Berosa, high, even higher than the level of Ata Berosa. Like it says on the Pasuk, Yinasi Bechag V'Aselam, U'mepchin Ezunim Shech Ba'er Agonis. And from this level, meaning the Neshama comes from a place super, super great. Machshav Akduma Da'ak. Because it says, the Yidden, all Yisrael, alu b'machshava. The whole world was created with speech. The Yid and the Shama were created b'machshava. But not only b'machshava, alu b'machshava. The highest level of machshava, which is called machshava g'duma da'ak, which is the first level right after the Tzimtzum. And that's the source of the Neshama of Tehedahi. Therefore, the Neshama has within it this tremendously great level of Or, coming from that level of Kedusha. And that's the Hava Mesuteres Kanal. And like he says in the explanation of the Pasuk, Esa'ur Kitev, the Ur was good lignes to hide it in the Neshamas of Tzadikim. And that's what the Pasuk says, I'm going to seek out something that I loved. Meaning, I'm going to seek out this Or of the Neshama that's hidden within me, that came from this highest of levels. And like it says in the Pasuk, Rei Perish Le'etz, okay, Ach Yesh, Mi Sha'ava Zu B'chinas Aveda Etzloi, but sometimes this this Ahava, that every single Jew has, by nature, by birth, it gets lost. U'b'chinas Golos Kanao, and it gets into exile. Alzeh Nema Avaksha Sho'ava Nafshi, I'm going to seek out what I lost. Meaning, what is this pasuk referring to? The Alter Rebbe says, There is a level of the neshama. Okay, the essence of the neshama. It comes from Machshav HaGdum HaDak. And that level gets lost in Golus. And therefore, I'm going to go seek it out where in the marketplaces, which by the way represents the level of Shuk, with the Shus HaRabim, public thoroughfare, which represents the lack of unity of one Hashem. It's public, it's diversity, it's the lack of Hashem Echad. And he's going to find it. Where are you going to look it up? The Pasuk says, where are you going to look for it? Like we said before, where do you look for something? Well, you lost it. Where did the Jew lose the neshama? In diversity of the world. In the marketplaces of the world. And what happens if Yitake finds it? He looks, he finds. The light of Hashem will not stay within him. Without Kalim. In order to keep something, we learned many times, Karbon Ilachmi, what keeps the spark in the lighter? It needs the keli of the fuel. What keeps Hashem in the world? Karbon Ilachmi Li'ishai, Karbonis, Torah Mitzvahs. Right? Kizeh Geirim Istalkas Ha'er Kaneda. So therefore, this causes that the Or leaves. So he says like this, you're looking for the Ava that you lost. You found it. What's going to keep it? Why won't it disappear in a second? So he says, L'cheina Eitza. Therefore, the Eitz is to keep it once you find it, is Lasis Kelim Le'er Hashem, to make vessels for this Gilui, which are Eitzis HaTeda. And the letters of Teda, what does the Pasuk say? I'm going to grab it, I'm going to bring it to my mother's home, and my father, and my parents' room. What is it? Beis Imi is Teresh B'Ksav. That refers to written Teda. Cheder Hirasi is Teresh B'Al Peh. K'meisha Kos, Havaya L'Kecha Eish Eichlum. Hashem is a consuming fire. A fire must have fuel to keep it. V'kshem Sheyav Shele Eish. Le'esh, le'yachiz, le'psila, or b'shum davar nechaz, just like fire, cannot last if there's nothing holding on to it. Kach echeze echaz, the same thing with the earth of the neshama, the fire of alukus, of the neshama, I will grab it and I won't let it go until I bring about meaning, until I make the keli of teder shebiksav and teder shebalpeh. Before the Alter Rebbe said, what does it mean? Why is it Harei B'Shishanim and the thorn bushes? So he said, the thorn bush turns from red to white, so the Averis have to be transformed from red, sin, to the level of white. Now the Alter Rebbe says a different thing. The Medrash says, what is a rose referred to Shishanim? Shishena Halachis. The learning halacha. So the rose, a lot of interesting things with the rose that Taita says and Chassidus elaborates on. A rose is amongst thorn bushes. Chazal tells us about Rivka, Shoshana ben Achechim, like the rose amongst the thorn bushes. Lava and Besuel, she was like the. But then you have the level of Shoshana, a rose that turns from red to white, from evil to Kedusha. And then you have Shishana, is 13 leaves, 13 petals, whatever you call them.
Petals.
Huh?
Petals.
What?
Petals.
I said petals.
He said petals.
He said something else.
I said petals.
It doesn't matter. None of us here. It doesn't matter.
Petals.
We're at that age.
We got the point.
We got the point. So the third thing is, it says, why is Shoshana Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? So he says, just like the Shoshana has Yud Gimel petals, the same thing, there's 13 attributes of mercy. How are you mamshech the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim through Shein Halachis? It's all interconnected. Lochen Ksivadoya, Ki Yisrael Mefarnes and Lavim Shebashamayim. Therefore it says, the one that grazes the shepherd, because he didn't give panosa to Hashem either Esek HaTeira. By learning Teira, should it say in his body, which is the spirit of Hashem. And Ruach Ha'isa Ruach V'amshich Ruach, one spirit draws another spirit, the Yesheirim is Galei B'chinas Pinimis Tzeini Yizbarich. Okay? So he says, what's the last Eitzah? The last Eitzah is go look for the Neshama that you lost in the marketplaces, grab it, make the Keli of Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alpeh, bring it home, in other words, to Yiddishkeit. But another interesting point here. You bring it home. Home doesn't mean where you weren't. By definition, when you come home, means that's your place. You left it for whatever reason. You went on business, on vacation, or whatever. You ran away. But then when you come home. It's your place. And that's why bring it cheder imi, cheder irasi, actually means to bring it home. Because that's where the real home of the Jew is. Even though it got lost, you're away on a business trip. You know, the neshama is away on a business trip somewhere in Hunan, China, where you have nothing, but you come home. And this is the fuel to keep Hashem in the world. And he says, "Kamei shayde achilus adam, mechab in nishmasi begufei." Just like by a person eating, you connect the neshama with the guf. Sheyit besubei keich nishmasi ba'chava. That you should have a lot of broad powers of the neshama. What keeps the neshama in the body? You must eat. You have to eat without eating. Kach kaviyoch. The same way you must Yisrael mefanis and lavim shebeshemayim. The yidin feed Hashem ayidei teiro mitzvah shem ritzeini yizbarich, which is the will of Hashem. Ruach aysi ruach vamshich ruach liyesheirum izgala. To have the will of Hashem in a revealed way. And that's, by the way, the whole concept of Ani L'Daydi V'Daydi Li. We need to have this connection, Ani L'Daydi, Yisrusa de L'Sata, then you have the Yisrusa de L'Ela, and then through this, you have Areya B'Sheshanim, that we actually feed Hashem to keep Hashem in the world, or in more personally, to keep the level of the neshama that I lost, to keep it in us.
First find it, then keep it.
Yes. You can't keep it if you don't find it.
Hide and seek.
But you are able to keep it by doing mitzvah.
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Torah mitzvahs, yeah.
Torah mitzvah is a fuel.
Is the fuel that keeps the Hashem in the world, and it keeps the neshama, the part of Hashem that's in Golos. It keeps it in affecting the body.
What is it,
Kli? The Keli, the vessel is Torah mitzvah.
So the boat of the Torah mitzvah.
Yeah.
How do you find it?
It finds you.
I know my hand is here, my head is there.
Tikkun Chatzot.
No, walking in the park better. Okay, so he says, this is very important. How do you get it? The main thing. She made this chesed. She is chitzenius v'keli l'b'chinus erva ava b'chinus p'nimiusei. Tzedakah is also the attribute of ava, chesed. So when you give tzedakah, that becomes the keli to have the primius chesed, the primius ava revealed when the Jew, like it says, be'er p'nechon satolonu, teiras chayim v'avos chesed, k'pirush, kila er p'nei avayim, shu b'chines od, in order to have be'er p'necho, you need teiras chayim and avos chesed, which is tzedakah. Like it says, what is the two kelim to have this revelation of Hashem? Teira v'chesed k'nau. Okay, now the Alter Rebbe says in the Kitzer. The Alter Rebbe wrote a Kitzer here of the three paragraphs. The first Kitzer of the first paragraph, Be'elu mascha nilo dey di esrusa de l'sata, Rosh Hashanah v'yem ha-kipurim v'dey di li, which is hamshachas alukuse lamata, which is bringing alukus down here from the level of smelet tachas l'reishi, Be'elu yugimu midas rachmim, By the way, the Alter Rebbe doesn't officially answer the question.
Mm-hmm. But the Moed, why is it not the Moed?
He says, Belu Yigimim Kain, Yilama Einam Yomtif. So the Alter Rebbe says, Ach Zehu, in the Kitzur, he answers it. What's the answer to the question? Because Elul is Melech Basada. Sada is not the palace of Kedusha. Sada is the Chol. So the reason why Elul is Yimei Chol, because it's a greater level to bring down godliness, not only in holy places, but even in the mundane places. And that's why Elul is not a Yom Tif, because it's, in a certain respect, it's a greater level than Yom Tif, because mitzvahs bring down Elokus in holy things. Tefillin, tzitzis. But the Melech Basada brings Elokus down even into the mundane things. Like the Rebbe says, the Rebbe explains in many Maimonides. You have the Torah mitzvahs. And then you have what it says in the Pasuk and in the Mishnah. Behold, the Pasuk says, Behold, Rachecha do'eyu. In all your ways, know Hashem. What does it mean? Your or kol masecha l'shem shemayim. And the Rebbe explains in a order, in a sicha, long order, what's the difference between the two. But the bottom line is, the Rebbe says in many Maimonim that the level of b'chol d'rachecha in all your ways, meaning your mundane ways, know Hashem, or kol masecha. It's not actions of Hashem of Torah mitzvahs. It's your actions, meaning business, eating, sleeping, all that. The Rebbe explained is a greater level of kedusha than Torah mitzvahs, because Torah mitzvahs don't come down into worldly things. It does. It comes into gashmias, but tefillin is holy, and since the strings are holy, and this is holy, and that's holy. Here we're talking about, you're not doing Torah mitzvahs. You're running a business. You're eating. You're sleeping. Nevertheless, you bring godliness into that. What does it say in the Yom Yom? The Rebbe, the Mitzvah Rebbe, I think, or whoever, which one, I forgot, told it to Rebbe Elia, the simple chassid. He said, Elia, I'm jealous of you. Yeah, you're always in the market, and yet you speak to a guy about a Dvar Torah or say Tillim. He says, I'm jealous of you. I'm not in the marketplace. So I can't accomplish what you accomplish in the marketplace. And that's why Elul and not a Yom Tif. Because the uniqueness of Elul is bringing the Melech. When you bring do a mitzvah, you bring the Melech in the city. Here you bring the Melech into Ir. And even lower into Midbar.
That's why for you give a little lachamim, right?
Yeah.
But the same way that the 40 days are differentiated, like 30 days and then 10 days for Teshuvah, was it the same thing for Moshe Rabbeinu up there? Or we don't know.
What do you mean? Did he get this greater level? Of course.
The last 10 days, the higher level, the 30 days, the 10 days.
No different levels.
So you meant to ask for forgiveness?
The last 40 days was the Gilui of Yud Gimel Mitzvah Rachmi.
Within the 40 days, there is still two levels.
Right. Just like by us, Anila Dei Divadei Dili. The only problem is that it's interesting. In this moment, Alter Rebbe doesn't ask it, but in the Rebbe's Maimorim, which is a lot of Anila Dei Dili of the Rebbe's Maimorim, basically, the question Chassidus asks all over the place, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because Ani L'Dei D'V'Dei D'Li is an acronym of Elul, right? And then it says the four yuds, Ani, at the end. Ani L'Dei D'V'Dei D'Li, the four yuds, is the 40 days from Elul to Yom Kippur, right? Now, L'Cha'eda, 40 days is already Yir HaShem Yom Kippur. It's not Elul. Secondly, Ani L'Deidi, V'Deidi Li is an acronym Elul. Yes? Yet, Deidi Li is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The level of V'Deidi Li is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yes? So the question is, how could that be Rosh Hashanah Elul? So You know, I think maybe next week, we'll learn one of the Rebbe's Maimorim, explaining the Alter Rebbe's Maim over here in much more details, the way the Rebbe rips apart the Moshul. There's a few Maimorim, but the way the Rebbe rips apart the Moshul of all the aspects, because a lot of things, it sounds very nice, but it still doesn't, a lot of things are difficult to understand. How can Elul be the Rosh Yotavis of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also? And the four Yuds, that means in Elul itself there's the Aved of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The whole, okay, let's finish this. V'achgmei ha'dach ma'ashu melech sh'yetz l'apu ponim v'asoda, Yoh Hashem ponim is the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, Yoh Hashem ha'shukel ha'vei Yolonu, okay, Yisrael Sar Kel, that what is controlling the Jew? The level of Kel. Beis, yesh ba'odim b'chines im reishav, and it's meshvei seichem, and which is, and then the level is Suda. They can say, v'yeitze yitzchok l'suach ba'soda. Right, the Davin Mincha, when he met Rivka on the way back from Gan Eden. And then you have the level of Midbar, which is Eretz Leizeruah. So the Alter Rebbe in the second os explained there's three levels. There's Ir, Sada, and Midbar. Right, Ir is the civilized Mokim of Kedusha. Sada, nobody lives there, there's no Adam there, but things grow there that make the person survive. And then you have Midbar. And like it says, Ashaliyosh, if Adam Sham, that a person never was in the desert, okay? So we see that there's a level of Midbar, that there's no Adam, meaning there's no level of Kedusha Midbar at all. What is the Midbar? Nachash, Sarav, Akrav, all the terrible levels that could be in the Midbar. And he says, like it says, Bikashta Misham. You have to seek out Kedusha even in the level of Klipa. Because the earth that Hashem saw good to hide. Like it says, V'kel Hashem v'yolonu yosher kel, ach yesh mishu b'chinas aveda etzlei. Okay, and certain things, it's interesting, certain things in the Kitzer, the Alter Rebbe adds that he didn't have in the actual Maimer. For instance, this is what he's saying now. What does it mean it's lost? Remember, the Alter Rebbe just said the expression, sometimes you lose the neshama, right? The gilui. Here he says, al derech eza shaita ma'abid mashanaisimle. This he didn't say in the Pnim. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a lot of definitions of a shaita. Shaita, you can't say today retarded, but you have to say mentally challenged or whatever. You have to be crazily politically correct. Anyway, so the Gemara says, one of the definitions of a shaita, one definition the Gemara says is he sleeps in cemeteries at night. Another definition that Chassidus brings down very often is ma'abed mashanesimli. Simply means anything you give him, he loses. So that's the definition of a shaita who's not obligated to mitzvahs. So what does it mean, ezel shaita ma'abed mashanesimli? So Chassidus explains the ma, nachnu ma, koyach ma, is the level of bittul. What is the definition of a shaita? And spiritually, druch shtus, that ma'abed mashne nesemle, he loses the level of bittul, which is given in the neshama. There's a level of alokus given in the neshama, like Dr. Rebbe explained in the whole Maimer, from machshav akdum da'ak, from the highest of levels, and that sometimes gets lost in the marketplaces. So that's the definition of a shaita. She ma'abed, he loses the ma. There's a story with the Tzemach Tzedek. There was a one of his people had Nebuch a daughter that the son, the son-in-law. Nebuch went off the deep end with the change, yeah. So that's another definition of a shaita. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying the definition of a shaita is mashma'abid mashna nesimle, the level of ma, the level of bittul that the neshama is given, he loses.
But Derech Hagid says. So what Alter Rebbe says, we are all short because we lost it.
Not with shaita, it's called temporary insanity. Temporary insanity.
We lost
Yeah, but we lose it temporarily. And you learn chassidus, you find it again, lose it again. See, in the courts, temporary insanity is a defense. In God's court, it ain't no defense. Because then everybody would be off the hook right away because everybody's temporary. The Gemara says, Elokei nichnes
beruach shtus. I don't remember in court is the right answer.
Yeah, it's a lie, but yeah.
You could say, I don't remember.
Okay, so it says, to Isik, I got lost like a lost sheep. Okay, then my after you saw after the okay, therefore when you lose this level of alokus of the neshama, you have to seek it b'makom shenevda. Meaning, where did you lose it? In your actions, Dr. Rebbe said before. So you have to look in your actions, and that's what it says. It'll be kashtem misham v'yashiv al Hashem. So he says, skip the parentheses. Ach adam ashle yagish rachmanis benafshei. But what happens? A person doesn't realize the rachmanis. By the way. That applies to all of us. Even though it's before Elul. It's not Elul yet. So Elul, you're not supposed to speak bad about Jews. But it's not Elul yet. It's only Erev, Erev. So he says, a person doesn't feel the Rachmanis. Basically, we don't feel how far we are away from Hashem. It doesn't bother us. And he says, Kodesh, it's interesting. Kodesh means you cut off. Here, the Rebbe says in this parenthesis, Kodesh is the opposite of the word Kesed. Kesed and Kodesh are the same letters. Chav Tav Resh. Kodesh is you cut off. What are you cut off from? From the level of Kesed. So what do you have to do? Transform the man, Rina and all that, Nega, Ta'aneg, all those memoriam we learned. You have to transform Kodesh to the level of Kesed. That's right. The Chassidus turns everything upside down. As the song goes, there's hope. There's always hope. And that's the Rebbe Sham Yud Gimel Mitzvah Rachmin. And like it says, transforming the red to white, and then so on. Okay. By the way, when you look for yours, go look for mine too.